but seen in Hong Kong today would be hard to reconcile with its very recent past. The Chinese possession has had freedom of the press since British colonial times, but today police flooded the newsroom of a prominent paper and arrested the publisher. Jimmy Lai is one of the few Hong Kong corporate leaders to support a pro-democracy movement. He's a past guest on this program who told us he was hoping for a miracle in the confrontation with Beijing. NPR's Emily Fang has been reporting on the new national security law used to arrest him. Hi there, Emily.
Hey, Steve.
What is Jimmy Lai's place in Hong Kong?
He is one of the most visible critics of Beijing and of a national security law that was just passed in Hong Kong. He's this entrepreneur and political firebrand who commands respect across generations in Hong Kong because he's part of this older generation that helped build Hong Kong into a global economic hub. But today, he, his two sons, and four executives who worked for him were arrested for collusion with foreign forces. We don't know yet what exactly they did to be arrested, but his arrest is a stark warning to Hong Kong's press corps. Hong Kong's press corps, though, is not the only political target these days in Hong Kong. Let's listen to some other sectors of civil society that have come under pressure from this national security law. As of last month, Hong Kong activist Samuel Chu is a wanted fugitive by the Hong Kong government. I called him earlier this week.
I'm just having a regular Sunday on my couch doing interviews on why I'm all of a sudden on a list.
Chu is a Hong Kong-born American citizen and is based in Washington, where he lobbies American politicians to make it easier for Hong Kongers to move to the U.S. and costlier for China to limit Hong Kong's promised autonomy. But under a new national security law Beijing imposed just over a month ago in Hong Kong, Chu and five others who live abroad are wanted for secession and colluding with foreign powers, because the law applies to anyone who commits offenses anywhere against Hong Kong. Chu is undeterred.
We are advocating and working with influencing our own government's policy toward Hong Kong and China, and so we have nothing to be afraid of. And in fact, this is sort of the most basic constitutional rights I have as an American.
But that's not what Beijing thinks. Beijing has long accused forces from the U.S. and other Western powers of meddling in Hong Kong, and now it has a national security law to potentially prosecute such cases. Other targets under the law: four people, including a high school student, arrested last month for secession, and 12 opposition candidates the government banned from running in legislative elections. Hong Kong is now delayed by up to a year. Gwyneth Ho, a former journalist and now pro-democracy activist, was one of the candidates banned. The reason? Obstructing government proceedings and thus opposing the new law.
All the normal democratic proceedings that in the chamber, such as vetoing whatever laws or try to voice dissent, we are now afraid that it may be considered as violating the national security law.
Education, that all-important tool for shaping young minds, is also under pressure. Textbooks must now be reviewed by the Education Bureau for content in violation of national security. An activist and tenured professor was fired last month from his university. The Hong Kong Professional Teachers Union says in the last year, nearly 200 teachers have had cases opened up against them. That's after anonymous individuals reported comments in favor of anti-government protests the teachers made on their private social media accounts. Ipkin Yun is a pro-democracy lawmaker helping these teachers with legal assistance. He says Hong Kong's Beijing-backed authorities want to neutralize Hong Kong's free-thinking schools.
They want to have more control over people's idea about the world, how they see the world, especially the younger generation.
The city's formidably freewheeling press corps has also come under more constraints because Hong Kong police can now conduct search and seizures without a warrant in the name of national security. Sharon Fast, a media law professor at the University of Hong Kong, explains.
Under quote-unquote exceptional circumstances, no judicial scrutiny will be applied. The police may simply seize and examine and inspect all of the information on your mobile phone or any electronic device.
The police's new national security powers also allow them to request internet service providers to censor content from the internet. Some technology companies have already decided to leave Hong Kong altogether. Justin Watts is engineering head at TunnelBear, which provides VPN services that shield a user's internet traffic from prying eyes, in part by funneling that traffic through servers across the world. He decided to remove those VPN servers from Hong Kong after the national security law.
And if we look historically at encryption mechanisms that remain secure today, may not be so tomorrow.
We've been listening to NPR's Emily Feng, and that reference to VPN, Emily, makes me think about the way that people have to live in authoritarian societies. If they want to be somewhat free, they have to go underground on the internet in that way. Hong Kong didn't have to be that way. What are the implications of this arrest?
It shows just how fragile freedom of the press and freedom of expression are, how quickly they can be dismantled, because right now Hong Kongers now face the same difficult decisions that their compatriots in mainland China face, which is when you can self-censor, when you can speak out, now that the political costs are so high in doing so. The way that the national security law is being applied also means that Hong Kong will continue to be a political flashpoint between the U.S. and China. So the U.S. has sanctioned Chinese officials over Hong Kong. Today, China sanctioned 11 Americans over these sanctions in Hong Kong. So we will continue to see Hong Kong in the news and, unfortunately, more instances of the law being applied to arrest people in Hong Kong.
And again, the latest news here, Jimmy Lai, prominent publisher, pro-democracy publisher in Hong Kong, has been arrested today, and the newspaper that he ran was raided. NPR's Emily Feng is in Beijing. Emily, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.